Wow, what a great Don and Wynn show. The only thing that I didn't like about the Don and Wynn show tonight was the fact that Don didn't tease Wynn. He left him alone. I can't believe that Don is... I think Don has lost it, man. I mean, we'll have to have a vote on this. Tonight I'm live on the camera because a lot of you guys want to see my face. And I had a haircut today. Yeah, I'm taking my hat off and, it's kind of hot in here in the studio, but anyway, welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show at BBS Radio and Tantalk 1340.com and 1340 and 1400 AM down in Florida and all the other affiliates that have picked me up now, which is a bunch of them. And no, we're not going to be shock jocks tonight, but I feel like it. As you know, we've had some great guests on the last 3 weeks. We had three giant guests from that are going to be appearing with myself, and I guess Don's going to be there. If you want to see Don, he's better be coming to San Francisco next weekend. I'm going to play a live concert, and you can get your tickets for that. And there's no refunds, by the way. When I play the music and people walk out the door, I assume that they're just overcharged. You know, it's not because I don't play very well. So I'm the opening act in the second section on Saturday night for a whole lot of famous people. I have a 9-minute spot that I'm going to be playing with my D50 with Pleiadian Sounds. We had Tom Kenyon on 3 weeks ago, and he's been appearing on Dave Gibson's show. And by the way, catch Dave Gibson's show. He's on the late night talk. He's a good guy. He has a great studio. He produces great musicians. He's into sound healing. We have Jonathan Goldman, who hangs out with the Tibetan monks, and he actually, those of you that missed out on this show, he actually sounds like about four monks doing Aum chants in different octaves all at once, amazing voice, and he is a very famous guy. He played with a lot of rock bands. These guys are all scientists, world famous. They've got number one bestseller on the New York bestseller list, books. And then last week we had Randy, Randy the Man, I always call him, Randy Masters, and he played with Taj Mahal and a lot of those bands, and he's brilliant, and he's done a lot. He's taken my work from Rays of Truth, that book I wrote, and he's expounded on that, which I'm going to re-expound on my newest book, Inside Track. So, and once again, I'm glad that you listeners are. I've got a heck of a following all the way from Tampa Bay, clear across the bottom of Florida, now into Miami, and that's really great. And, of course, tonight I got my old sidekick on here, who I'm about to kick, Steve Barry. Steve, are you there?
Yes, sir. Sure am, buddy.
How's it going, man? I heard you've been out cruising. Can you explain now?
Yeah, I'm going to go down to a track tomorrow with my new Cobra, and we're going to race it tomorrow.
Yeah, now remember, as all of you know, Steve and I are old drag racers. I'm an old veteran cosmic rocker and drag racer. I don't know if you play any bands when you were younger, Steve?
Yep, 1964.
You played in a band?
No, never played in a band.
Okay, so you're not a veteran cosmic rocker other than you're a veteran cosmic drag racer.
Yes.
Okay, so
actually I did give some of my sayings to Carlos Santana about 10, 12 years ago.
Oh, he's a
cool
guy.
We shared a lot of energy together. Yeah.
Definitely part of our family out here.
Yeah.
I hope you guys are enjoying the camera. Click in live because there's Dr. Fred with a haircut. You know, here it is. Woohoo! There we go. So anyway, Steve is a healer, but recently he's gone through a divorce. I guess it was time for them to part ways, and so Steve is now regaining his youth. And so what is he doing? He's back to drag racing. Now, how long has it been since you went to your last drag race?
Probably about 30 years ago, 35 years.
Yeah, and tell the audience what kind of car you bought.
I bought a 427 Cobra.
Yeah.
It's 520 horsepower and goes from 0 to 60 in about 3 seconds.
Wow.
Very,
so
very
fast. You're out there competing with this Rice Rocket motorcycle.
Well, I'm not as fast as you with that 900 horsepower vet, but I'm catching on.
Yeah, well, I don't drive that thing. It's too much like driving a truck. I prefer some of my Italiano cars. They're a little slower, but they're easier to handle on the corners. That thing isn't. It's 540 cubic inch, 900 horsepower monster. But it comes out once in a while, you know. Matter of fact, I'm going to trade that off one of these days for some more motorcycles. So anyway, what have you been doing? Because we haven't had you on in a month. And the audience has been
I've been doing a lot of new energy work, and the stuff that I'm dealing with right now is I'm actually watching the chakras in the hand turn like a sundial.
Wow.
And they can actually, I'm doing that with my mind. I'm starting to see I can't explain it other, Fred, than it looks like a sundial, and it can go up and down, and all the chakras can actually go the same way, and they move in different directions. It's really amazing to see.
Wow.
And what else is happening is I'm hovering above the body about between 4 and 6 feet, and I'm actually looking at the oxygen going into the chakras as I'm working. So there's a lot of things that are happening that are really major.
Wow.
Major, major things.
So how is this driving this cobra around affecting your healing power?
Actually, what it's doing is taking my mind off my divorce, actually, and it's bringing me back to my childhood. I think I owe a lot to you because you were saying how much fun that you have with your cars.
You got to have those. I got to have them, you know, because I work.
Yeah.
I work, 14-hour days every day, keeping Paradigm alive because we're so busy and there's so many emails and so much stuff.
Right, right.
And I've got this Triumph motorcycle that I bought. It's a 64. It's a 12-point restoration. I rode it twice now. Mm-hmm. I've been dying even on a weekend to get that thing out. The cars sit in the driveway. The Italian cars, they just sit there. I haven't had any time, but at least I get to look at everything. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
With me,
right,
it's like a viewing thing, you know?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah,
amazing.
So look at that. By the way, somebody already asked about our archive, 42107. We got the BBS Fast Chat going here, so you guys could get off that on the front page, right down below where it says whoever's on, grab the Fast Chat, and you can send me some questions, you know? And that's really cool. So I don't know the answer to that question. And if you got any questions for Steve, so how's the healing business doing?
The healing business has been really good. Some of my clients are actually going into pure white light, and it's absolutely beautiful to see. A lot of their guides are in the room, angels. There's a lot happening in the room. The major thing that I'm noticing is that the third eye, instead of being in the center of your head, between your temples, actually your third eye becomes the whole face.
Right.
And I don't know if it's from the projectors or if I just opened up to the energy instead of having the third eye above my nose, you know where it is. It's actually the whole face. The whole face becomes the third eye. And that happened about a month ago.
What were you doing?
And,
were you out here at Cobra when this happened, or were you at home?
No. I was actually working with a client. And usually I can pinpoint with white light any kind of thing that's going on with the body. And all of a sudden, my whole face, it turned into a focus point of pure white light, but it was coming from my whole face. It just not was coming from my third eye.
Oh, cool.
So I believe that after a while, the third eye opens up to the full face.
That's excellent.
Yeah, I think...
I know when, BB, when you use the shows, you always get a lot of phone calls afterwards. That I do know, you know?
Yeah. I've been talking to a lot of people. There's a fellow that calls in once in a while. His name is Ed from California.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that I've been calling, and I guess the big one is a young girl up in Maine, and you and I were involved with that one. I think you had sold her projector. It was a solid platinum projector.
That was a platinum receptor she got.
Receptor, right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
and
it was a monster, that was.
Right, and she was,
She was sterilized from the neck down, right?
I haven't talked to her in about 3 or 4 weeks. And the last time I talked to her, her toes were moving.
Wow.
Her body was getting very hot. What happened was she had a very, very bad automobile accident. I think the spine had or the back and neck had been broken, and Fred and I were trying to communicate with her and trying to heal her spine. And actually, I called her, and after about an hour, she was starting to move her toes. So there's a lot that's happening out there, a tremendous amount. So
I want to talk. I got a caller. We'll take the caller, but I also
sure.
want to talk. I put up four projectors, though. Caller, who's on the line?
This is Ed from California.
Oh,
Ed.
Hi, Ed.
How you doing?
How's Ed from California doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Oh, great. Say hi to Steve Barish. You know him, right?
I know him on the phone, yes. He asked me to give him a call right now.
That's excellent.
How you doing,
go ahead. The question.
I'm doing pretty good. Well, Steve, you asked me to give you a call, see what we can do on the radio.
Yes, how are you feeling, Ed? Is your energy levels up more?
It's about the same as when last we talked.
That was 2 days ago?
That's correct.
That's right. We can take your energies up a little bit more tonight. And hopefully that'll help you out a little bit. Let me just take up your energy a little bit more. Can you feel that in your spine coming up the back of your head now?
Just very slightly.
Yeah, that's okay. Slightly sometimes is enough. Good. Good. How does that feel to you? Does it feel a little better?
About the same.
Good.
Yeah, it's nice to have Steve send that healing energy around.
Yep. It's a lot of fun working with Ed.
So what are you doing? Where in California do you live?
In Orange.
Oh, you're up by me then.
Yes. We know each other personally, in fact.
Oh, okay.
I went to buy some projectors from you.
Oh, great. Have you got them?
Yes, I do. I did.
Oh, how many are you using now?
I have the holographic projector and the receptor.
Oh, okay. So you haven't gotten into a standalone yet?
I have a standalone as well.
Oh, good. How long have you had that?
About a month or so.
How do you like it?
Well, I haven't seen any results yet.
Okay, do you feel it yet?
This is what's happening right now with him.
Yeah.
There's a ball of light about 6 inches above him. It looks like a pyramid, which is coming down over to his hip area, about 3 inches below his hip area. And there's a tremendous amount of light that's going into the pyramid, and it's surrounding his body right now. Ed cannot feel as much as what we can, Fred, but he certainly has been getting a lot of energy.
Is he detoxing right now from his liver and everything?
He's getting this charge of energy around his body, whether he can feel it or not. It's certainly bright. It's really, really starting to turn pure white light around his body. Can you feel that, Ed?
I feel no change.
Okay. I'm watching it, Ed. It's a pyramid. It's pure white light. It starts about 6 inches above your head and comes right down into a pyramid shape around your hip area.
Okay.
So what I would do is go with that and see what happens in the next 2-3 days.
All right.
Where do you have your larger projector placed? Where is it?
On the west wall, just like Steve told me.
Okay. Do you see it a lot?
Do I see it a lot?
Yeah.
It's behind a couple of vases. Should be completely clear?
Oh, yeah. You got to be able to see it to feel it.
You got to be able to see it.
Okay.
Yeah. It's got to be in line of sight so that you can feel it. And you got to sort of like talk to it. It's kind of weird talking to an inanimate device. But when you talk to it, what it does is what it's really doing is projecting your energy into the hologram, and you're actually projecting it, and you're watching it go into the hologram. You may not actually see it, but it's actually happening.
Okay.
And I have a lot of clients that sometimes they buy these things, they're skeptical, but once they've learned how to use them, they'll actually add a bunch more to their collection because they find the energy. But you got to look at it and talk to it like you would somebody, and you got to feel like you're getting an answer. Even if you're not getting an answer, just pretend. It's like use your imagination and feel it. And then what happens is pretty soon you will feel it.
Okay, I didn't know I had to do that part. I need more instruction.
Yeah, you got to do that. You just don't set it over there as an inanimate object. You got to address it. Because what you're doing is it's a transmitter. You know, in the beginning stages, it's a transmitter. And there are entities out there that will pick up on the energy because you're focused on it, because it's focused to them. It's like, you know how you walk in a dome, and regardless of where you are in the dome, you hear people talking on the other side. They could be whispering, and you know how you can hear it clear across there, whereas you could shout at them if you weren't in a dome. They wouldn't even hear you. They're so far away. You follow what I'm saying, that kind of an effect?
Yes.
Okay, that's how the projector works.
Okay.
Same way, except the people that are listening to you are not, you know, normal people. They're kind of like a higher frequency.
I understand.
And that's how you get, and that's like opening up a communication channel.
Now,
And then what happens is the energy reflects back down into your body, and if you've got blockages in your livers or kidney from eating bad food or junk food or meat or any of those kinds of things in your life, all those blockages start to remove. And when those blockages are removed, then your body starts to etherically charge itself and recharge itself, and then it becomes like a despiraling of the DNA into the fourth dimension, whereas the DNA on the third dimension where we are through using the receptor is actually getting larger. So it's kind of like a figure eight turn. It's like a Mobius pattern, the way it works. So in other words, the way the projector works with the receptor, I would consider it a Mobius pattern. It turns in on itself.
And what kind of what kind of things should I talk to it about?
Whatever you want. Just ask it to do things for
you.
Okay. I mean, it sounds kind of stupid, but believe me, they deliver.
It works. It works.
Yeah, it works. I've got too many happy clients out there. Dr. Valerie, you ever listen to her show at all on BBS?
I heard her name. She probably had a show on Coast to Coast.
Yeah, well, she's been on BBS Radio now. She's been on there, yeah, Dr. Valerie. And she's on BBS Radio, and she has two complete systems. She's a medical doctor.
Yes.
And she has run diagnostic tests on, I don't know, how many patients has she done now, Steve, that she's documented, you know, medically? You know,
I know it's quite a few, very, very quite a few. As a matter of fact, she invited me out there, so I'm going to go out, I think, in June.
Probably over 100 at this point, where she's gotten results with almost all of them.
So when
know,
I talk,
actually, and then how many patients have you had, Steve, over the last since you started the projector system?
Oh God, Fred, I would say I've run 1,000 people through the room.
Yeah, so
it's I'm doing.
And how many have not felt it so far?
Everybody that's come into the room has been affected by the projectors. Everybody that
100%.
I've had, 100%.
So when I talk to it, how long do I have to repeat what I want, or just one time, or?
Tell you feel something. That's what I did anyway. And I got to tell you that, you know, I was a junk food eater for a long time, and I had to do a lot. I sold a lot. When I first started Pyridine 32 years ago, I used to make these, well, still do, we make these power domes. You put them on your head. I didn't feel anything. Everybody else did. And the way I introduced them, the very first product that we had was a Pyridome. We sold over $10 when gold was $125 an ounce versus almost $1,000 now. And so we were taking a doctor there. Gary Couture had a clinic over in Newport Beach, a chiropractor, and he was also doing colonics and stuff and treating cancer holistically. He got busted by the Medical Association a few times. He kept doing it anyway. Well, anyway, he started doing muscle testing with my pyramids and found out that everybody tested strong and it detoxed them rather quickly, all his patients.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So basically, I wasn't wearing one. I wasn't using one. He asked me to make them for him, and I did. Because I was just making, you know, pyramids to sleep under and stuff for another company called Pyramid Power 5. I didn't even know what these things did in those days. I was just a physicist trying to find another career. I didn't have my PhD in homeopathic medicine yet. And it was all these housewives that were on Valium that he took off and all these other people that were getting all these tremendous results with my products, and I wasn't feeling anything. So finally, I'd smoked cigarettes about 10 years before that, and I invented this really strong one called a Radome. And all of a sudden, I'm wearing the radome, and not after smoking one cigarette. And I smoke two packs a day of Pall Mall, Palm Off, Lucky Strikes, and Camels. That's what I smoked. I like the Palm Off because they were longer. There weren't no filters on them. I was working at NASA. And after about 6 weeks of wearing that pyramid and not smoking for 10 years, all of a sudden my urine, when it went in the toilet, smelled like an ashtray. And I says, what in the heck is going on here? And what it was increasing the frequency of the hydrogen atom in water, in H2O, and it was rotorooting all these nicotine that's lodged in my body for 10 years out. And this lasted about 2 weeks. After that, I could feel my stuff, my products. And that's a true story. And I was probably 8 months in business before I could feel any of my own stuff. I did it on the advice of others. He wanted a gold-plated pyramid, so it was unidirectional. He was a good friend of John Thee, who started muscle testing it up in Pasadena. It's kinesiology now. He wrote famous books. He was the guy that started it in this country. And so I didn't feel anything for 8 months, and now I do. I feel it out. So I mean, you know, it's not like I'm not. Not been where you are, because I've been there, and I never thought I'd feel anything, and I was just doing what other people wanted, and finally it affected me.
Yeah, all I need is instructions on how to use it. I believe it most likely works, but I just don't know how to use it. I'm completely new to it, so.
Yeah, that's how you use it. Just get one up there and start looking at it and talking to it.
And
ask it to do anything, but be careful what you ask it to do, because it's going to do it.
Yes, that part I understand. I speak to it out loud, or can I be quiet, or mentally, or?
If nobody's around, shout at it. I don't care. I've talked to mine. I've thought at it. You know, everything, talking is just fine. I feel too self-conscious. I don't even do it when my girlfriend's in the house, you know.
And can I?
Mikkel, I'm sure you've met.
I'll
tell you what, I just added my fourth one. I had one for several months. And the reason I couldn't have any more, because we had a hell of a lot of trouble getting these things produced, because they're not easy to make. So finally I was able to get far enough ahead in production versus orders, and I got a second one. And then it really kicked in. And then finally I got a third one, and I said, it's number three. I'm never going to need another one. I was having such great results. And now, so that ran three for about 8 months. And finally, we got way ahead in production. I got my fourth one about a week ago, which is on the wall over there by my candles. And I don't think that fourth one's quite tuned in yet, but I feel it occasionally, and it's like an afterburner. That's all I can say.
And yeah. How often do I have to talk to it?
You can talk to it anytime you want.
Yeah, anytime. I when I'm really after something, get something done, I talk a lot, you know. And that speeds things up. And then all of a sudden what happens is it's like a landslide overnight. I might not notice anything for a month, and then there's a landslide.
So it may take about a month to see results.
Yeah, but sometimes it's quicker. I sold some to one of my neighbors down here, and boy, did he get results. He got results in the first day. But, I mean, he's a guy that's way overweight. He's one of my listeners. He's a great friend. And He believed that it could work. He had no idea about this stuff. This guy is, he's one of these big promoter, entrepreneur kind of guys, in the satellite business, and he knew it would work. And I introduced him to the projector you wear around your neck, and I actually had it one for a client. I stayed over at his house one night, and I let him put it on, and he wouldn't take it off. He says, I don't know what I'm going to feel, but I don't want to take this off. And he still has it.
Yeah, I have both the one you wear around your neck and the standalone.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Now, can I take the standalone with me, for example, in the car? Say
you don't need to.
I don't need to.
No, don't do that. Leave it at home. Yeah, just leave it at home. Leave it up on the wall where Steve told you to put it, but get a clear shot at it where you can see it and feel it.
Yeah, it's got to be very, very clear. And that actually, Ed, I'm looking at your projector, and it's really, really firing very well.
Okay.
But clear it out of the way and make sure that nothing's in front of it.
At all times.
At all times, yeah. You want to have it. Do you have your lasers on it yet, or do you have lasers for it?
I do have a green laser, but I do not have a red laser.
Yeah, you need the red one. The red one is the will. The red one stimulates the will in the body.
Okay.
And so you need that one. The green one is the Holy Ghost energy. It's the female energy. And you're a male, and I'm sure you're shooting the green one into it, but it wouldn't matter anyway because you can't see it. So you want to get the red one and the green one going into it. And like on my website, there's pictures on the website all over the place of how that works.
Do I shoot into the diamond, or how do
Yeah, into the diamond. Yeah, well, the top diamond red and the bottom right diamond green.
I see, at the same time.
Leave them on there for a while. That'll roto-root, you know, give just like a roto-rooter when you do that.
Okay.
Yeah, you won't have a problem there.
How long should I leave the lasers on?
Until you feel something coming out of it, until you see something happen. That means in the middle of the night when you go to bed and turn them off. But I'd run them a lot at first. You know, when I first got my first one, I run them all the time because they don't burn much electricity, and there's no reason, and they don't get too hot, and it costs like pennies a month to run them. Just let them run. And then sometimes I turn them off because it gets too bright on the diamonds. But what most people do, this is what I see, it's like jump starting your car. Once a lot of my clients that have up to four of them, they don't use the lasers much anymore. They use them occasionally, but they use the heck out of them in the beginning for the first 6, 8, 10 weeks. They use them all the time. Then they got the feel for it. They got rid of the lasers. They use them to light up a crystal or something. They, you know, more glitzy stuff. And that's what most, well, I've seen that happen a lot with people.
So tell me again what color goes on top?
Red.
Okay.
Yeah, red.
All right.
Are you using your laser, Steve?
Not really. I haven't used my laser.
Right?
Actually, I make colors of my own mind, so I use it for the lasers that way.
Yeah, didn't you start out with lasers, though?
I started with lasers, and it just didn't help me for some odd reason, Fred. I don't know why.
How long did you have the lasers on them?
I had them on for about an hour, and it did something, but it didn't do anything. But what I'm waiting for now is my crystal.
You need your master crystal.
Yeah, which will make a big difference, I'm pretty well sure. I've been in contact with that crystal, and so I think it'll really, really help a lot.
Go ahead and talk. I got to just excuse myself. Can you guys talk just for a second?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
So, in essence, I just have to remove all the obstacles so I have a clear view.
Yeah, remove all the obstacles that are in front of the projector. You've got to do that. It's very, very important.
Okay.
And make sure that the projector is completely clear within about a foot around of everything.
Okay.
Because the energy is going to come out of there quite powerfully, and it does work. And you can say anything you want to say to it. Just make sure that it's something that you really want.
Yes, that part I understand very clearly, to be very careful about what I wish for. Now, just the procedure of how to do it, for how long do I have to...
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's 1 second, or it doesn't matter if it's an hour.
I see.
But it's the intent that you put into it. You've got to use a lot of intent.
Okay.
Okay, and... what's going to happen is that the energy that we've been giving you, and I'm talking about your guides and myself, is sometimes it'll take you a day or two before you start feeling it. And so I'm very well sure that you'll be able to feel the energy that's coming into you in the next couple of days. It's a ball of light. As I said, it's about 6 inches above your head. And it's a pyramid that goes, actually it's going down to almost your feet right now. So I think that'll really, really be pretty powerful for you.
Okay.
Okay, and give it a shot.
Absolutely. I just needed to know how to do it.
That's all you need to know.
Okay.
That's all you need to know. Just speak. And the energy that you're receiving now, just let it go. Just let it be there.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. Sounds very
good.
That's
all you need to do. And let go of everything. Just let go, because... We were talking before about emotionals, and we're talking about the grounding and the balancing. Just let everything go, and you'll come right back into homeostasis.
Okay.
Okay?
I'll give it a try.
Absolutely. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, this is Steve Barish talking, and... we've had a good time so far tonight. The energy that I've been using in my room has been coming right from heaven, and my clients have been perceiving it quite well, and we have a lot of fun with it, and The vibrations in my room with the projectors have actually changed everything. I have a 300-foot light above the building where I work. It's actually a cone, and it's a tremendous amount of energy. It's a vortex, basically, that's coming out of my room, and it does, I've had clients tell me that they do feel it about three to four miles away as they're coming off the expressway to my office. So there's a lot of power in the projectors and a lot of fun. So they it really does work. And Fred and I, we've done a lot of good work with the projectors, and the projectors actually do work. So if anybody is really looking for the projectors, anybody's really doing anything with them, they're really a lot of fun to do.
Hello?
So,
Hey, Steve?
Yes.
Hey, this is another caller that just came in. My name
yes.
is David from Chandler, Arizona, and I've actually spoken to you before over the phone.
Yes.
And I just wanted to call in to share some of my experiences with the listeners with the standalone projector.
Sure.
I've had the nuclear receptor for sterling silver nuclear receptor for approximately 3 years, and the the projector necklace for about a year and a half, and then just in the last about 6 weeks, maybe about six to eight weeks, something like that, I received my first standalone projector.
Right.
And you had me set it up along the west wall, and
yes.
And it worked out good, and I definitely gonna feel the energy being projected off of it immediately, you know, right when I got it and picked it up. And every time I walk in there, I can feel it. It's pretty intense.
Yes.
But a couple of the interesting things that have happened to me. So I'm, you know, I have a little bit of skepticism, but I'm very open-minded. I'm a Reiki master teacher, and I work
yes.
with Qigong energy, and so I'm very open to things. But at the same time, I don't, you know, I still want to be a little bit skeptical about it. But with the technology, for the first time, basically, I usually don't see things visually, and
mm-hmm.
I've seen some very interesting things when working in the room with the standalone projector that I've never
yes.
seen or experienced before visually. And for an example would be, in one case, it was in broad daylight, you know, light was coming in through the window, and I could actually see behind the projector there's a wall, and, you know, like there's a corner to the wall behind the projector, and the wall was actually vibrating to where it looked
yes.
like it was shifting side to side,
yes.
like maybe
yes.
an inch or so, or maybe an inch
yes.
and a half, and it was
yes.
kind of jumping back and forth. And it was like, for the first few seconds, I was like, what the, you know, I'm like, what, am I seeing that? You know, like, am I imagining
yeah.
that, or what's going
you're,
on?
You're actually seeing it. I've actually had everything in the room disappear. The only things that were in the room were the two diamonds on the projectors. Of all four projectors. So I've actually seen it looked like heaven on the other side of the room. It was just absolutely beautiful. And I suspect that my client and myself actually disappeared along with the room. If somebody had walked into the office, I think they would have been surprised and not seen us at all. So
yeah.
Those things do happen. It's extremely powerful. I saw the room actually... the door actually twist and conform and dance around and then actually just disappear totally.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so I didn't
yeah.
get that far, but I did observe the phenomenon for approximately 60 seconds, so it wasn't one of those split-second things where you kind of question yourself. I was actually able to observe it long enough to know for a fact that something was going on. So I found that to be very intriguing. I've also seen some interesting... It's very subtle, but some very interesting sort of shadowy, kind of undulating, kind of like the waves of an ocean that are kind of appear to be parallel to the ceiling that just sort of float across, almost like a shadowy waveform or something.
Right.
On a couple occasions I saw that. And I can't prove this, but I find it to be very intriguing. Is that the first crop circle that was reported on earthfiles.com for 2007 formed in Chandler, Arizona, and it turns out when they found it, it was approximately about 2 weeks after I had received my projector, And when I look at Google Maps in relationship to where this crop circle formed near my house, it was actually 7 miles away, and the projector is pointing within 1,000 feet of that field.
Yes.
And so I found that to be very, very intriguing.
Yes, yes. The projectors are extremely powerful. I know that I used the laser light, as I said, for about an hour, and there's a couple times when I did use it, and I could see a completely different dimension. And the reason I don't use the projectors in my room is that they're so bright that they hurt my eyes. And
Yeah, welcome back to the Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science Energy Show. When that other caller was on there, it hung up him and me, so now we're back.
Hey, Dr. Bell.
Hi.
I was just talking with Steve about some of my experiences with the standalone projector, which
yeah, I was hearing everything you guys were saying, but I just sort of disappeared off into the ozone there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, ozone disappearance.
Yeah, so I just wanted to call in to say that I am not 100% a believer. I'm more, you know, I have some skepticism, but I'm extremely open-minded, and I've had some, even though that's the case, I've had some very intriguing visual experiences with your standalone projector, and I definitely feel there's something to it. But I've only had it, you know, 6 weeks or 8 weeks or so I definitely need to, you know, I need more time to assess it essentially, but there's definitely something to it. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. Yeah, the idea of these things, once you get familiar with them, is then we start, they're actually a device that's going to be amalgamated with what we would call divine intervention. And rather than, like, for example, on this Codex Metrianus thing that our Alimentrius, rather, that I've been working on, and I've been, in the last few weeks, I've been signing petitions and stuff over at the Senate. We've been, because people filibustering over there, to maintain our health freedoms, because the FDA and the drug companies are just absolutely trying to take away those health freedoms that we have. So we've had several hundreds of thousands of people, and we actually stopped a motion on the floor of the House or the Senate last Friday that was going to take away our ability to do that with Senator Kennedy and a couple others, Orrin Hatch. So anyway, rather than to have to go through this stuff, you know, that we have to go through to fight these stupid things, these projectors bring the energy up to a higher level. And the idea eventually in our society is we get enough of them stationed there, people can start, you know, when something conflictive comes out from the government, they can start using this stuff to maintain their constitutional freedoms, as you know. And they also, by the way, they're going to rewrite the Patriot Act. That's going to be going down the toilet soon. And people are realizing what a big scam that was. So these things are part of a divine intervention program that's coming from a higher authority. So what we're doing now is we're exploring the healing aspects and the wish aspects. A lot of people have not had enough time to have material things that they want to play around with, toys I call them. So this is allowing them that freedom. But eventually, once you're satisfied with your material desires, then these things come to another level and they start working totally for humanity. And that's the whole idea why we're doing this. Yeah, I got other things I could do in life besides make projectors and all this science, make a heck of a lot more money than I'm doing. But I'm doing this because of the spiritual benefits. People like yourself start to have them becoming believers. And eventually we're going to call on, we'll actually have a newsletter, and through this show and this radio network, we're going to be calling on people to start utilizing these things in unity. Right? We get out there, we get 50 people using projector systems with the same thought in mind to cause something good to happen to this country or good to the world, I guarantee it's going to happen a lot faster than 10,000 or 100,000 people signing a petition and sending it to the Senate. That's the
overall.
Yeah, that's what these things are all about. And when you realize that, if you don't understand that, then don't even listen to my show, because my show isn't here to promote anything. My show is here to make something happen and people understand them. And so what we're doing now is we're exploring everybody's purpose. You know, for example, this lady in the wheelchair that bought that receptor from me has now got feeling in her feet. To me, that's amazing, because there's a lot of people out there that get hit by drunken drivers like she did. It was a drunken driver that put her in that wheelchair that we're helping now. So this is very important for everybody to understand. Sometimes it does sound like a commercial, but this is not a commercial.
Yeah, no, that's exactly the reason that I purchased it. I'm a Reiki master teacher, and I work with Qigong Energy, and so I do remote distance healings, and I also try to help the environment, you know, in terms of the energy work that I do as well. And so I saw this as an opportunity to help amplify those energies in addition to the thinking that you just recently spoke about here, because that's kind of the same mindset that I have, that, you know, in order to influence things at a greater level, that it's going to take those kinds of actions.
Yeah, and when I get this next book out, eventually it'll happen. They always come late. My books are always a few years late, but I get out there. The idea of the book, The Inside Track, explains a lot of things. It covers politics, covers all kinds of daily things that are going on in this world, scams, you know, cartels, all that stuff. But it also goes into the science. And then what we're going to have on the raysoftruth.tv website is we're going to have an expounded view of that same book. So in other words, we're going to write a book for mainstream people. It won't have a lot of pictures like Rays of Truth. It'll have a few, maybe actually probably none. And it'll be mainstream. It'll be like a primer. But let's say you get up to chapter 8 and you want to now get some real meat out of it, and you're an intellectual over at Harvard or Yale, you click on our raysoftruth.tv, and then you get some real stuff, real pictures, real animations. So we also have a literary, you know, a program going on and an internet thing that's coincided with that to really make this thing happen. So this is which, you know, this is all going on as we speak. Pretty cool, I think. It's a lot of work. It really is, but this is what we're doing.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's great. And I just wanted to call in to share my experiences to let others know that you know, this stuff definitely has, there's definitely something to it. So I just wanted to share the information.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, now there's a guy named Kurt that asked me, Dr. Fred, any update on the new projector, receptor, or power dome? Okay, I'll answer that. This is on, we're on the Fast Talk live chat thing here. I'll answer that for Kurt. The receptors and projectors are available. We are shipping them. We're making one for Steve right now. There is no new power dome. It's called the Chrysalidome, and it uses Virginia Beach sand. Not Virginia Beach sand, that was the original, but diamond dust. And that one's probably a little ways off, although we have parts of prototypes around here. And then another person named Milkren said, Steve Barish, he said to you, Steve, he says, as you sent energy to the caller, I felt it online. So in other words, when you sent the energy to Ed out here, one of our other listeners felt the energy.
Yeah, Ed, some people get it instantaneously, and some people take 2-3 days before they actually feel it.
Yeah, the last caller, I think he said he got it pretty quick, you know. Everybody's different with this. Everybody's different. And including me, like I said earlier, it took me a long time to really get into, because I had to get all this tobacco. Do you have another caller?
Hi, Dr. Bell. Just a real quick question here.
Who's on the line, caller?
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've actually spoken with you briefly before. But I have a question about, is it really necessary to have the receptor before you get the projector?
Well, the reason that we do that, you know, is the in your body, everybody takes vitamins or eats food or puts something in their body. Everybody believes in some form of nutrition that listens to this show, I would believe, or you wouldn't be here. And what happens is when you're getting a lot of ELF energy, extremely low frequency energy, a lot of microwaves, cell phone energy from your cell phone, fluoride in your water, all these toxins build up in your DNA structure. And it causes a shortening of the genetic DNA, and a despiraling. And so what the receptor does is it corrects this problem. It allows, actually your body's going to correct it, but it blocks all these things. It blocks the poison. It detoxes the body. It blocks the extremely low frequency. It blocks the microwaves. It blocks the reptilian energy that comes down from intelligence satellites to trigger drugs if you're on Effexor, Valium, and all these things. So what happens is, before you start projecting into the fourth dimension, your consciousness through a projector system, it's good to have a pretty clean base. You follow me?
Okay.
I wouldn't recommend you to swim in an Olympic marathon without doing a few laps in the backyard. It's pretty much how it goes. You know what I'm saying?
I got it.
And build up some endurance. So that's kind of why we suggest that. You don't have to do it. If you feel clear with it, then don't do it. But most people, including myself, have to do a lot of cleansing and restructuring of the body because of the genetic damage and get the DNA to stop despiraling in the third dimension. You got to stop that aging process. So it's an anti-aging device. And then you can go in and put into your imagination, because unfortunately in this world, people are afraid to use their imaginations.
Yeah.
But every single thing that you look outside your door, including your house, is built on somebody's imagination. Your car and every part in it, the airplanes, the rockets that go to the moon, that's somebody's idea. That's their imagination. And so we're just taking that to another level. We're taking the imagination out there to a point where negative imaginations don't go anymore. And so that's why we want to take you out there on a clear journey, you know, a moonlit night and a clear sky and a beautiful ocean. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of how
exactly
that works.
What you're saying. Yeah, absolutely. Could you get them both concurrently? In other words, at the same time and just kind of do your cleansing or detoxing sort of in conjunction with using the projector?
Yeah, you can. A lot of people do that. I couldn't have done it, but, I mean, a lot of people can. Because I'm an older person, and I screwed my body up pretty good with some bad habits I had when I was younger. So I had to go the receptor route and then the projector route, and it worked for me. But, I mean, that's just what worked for me. I'm not saying what's right for anybody, because it's everybody's different. Some people could probably pick them both up and go to town on them, you know.
Yeah,
definitely,
I mean,
a different feeling there.
If a person is actually in pretty good shape physically and is pretty much taking care of you know, their body and lives a healthy lifestyle, what you're suggesting then is that it may not be as absolutely necessary.
Yeah, it's not absolutely necessary, but I would definitely what I do is I would definitely have both of them. I would definitely, if you had the projector, have the receptor. Because
okay.
It's going to fire the synapses at a certain rate in your brain. It's going to put these electrical precursing energies into your body. The projector
okay.
doesn't do that. It's a wave device. One
it.
Of them is a scalar wave radionics generator, and the other is a waveform generator. So they're different.
Okay.
And you can go into Rife machines, and you can go into Orgone effects and Wilhelm Reich and all of those things. And you're still dealing in the scalar wave world. When you come into the projector world, there's no other device on this planet that I know of so far that is a wave device in the hologram. There's nothing. There's absolutely nothing out there. So it's brand new stuff.
Okay.
And like I say, it's only been around, you know, commercially for less than a year. So it's still brand new. What do you say about that, Steve?
I'd say it's extremely powerful. I was going to ask her a question. As
yeah, go
you
ahead.
Were speaking. Were you feeling a lot of clearing? Did you feel a lot of black leave your body?
At a particular point, do you mean?
Yes, because what happened was when I was tuning in, there was a lot of black that was coming out of your body. And if you tune into your heart right now, you'll see your heart as pure white light.
Well.
Can you see that in your body?
Wow. You know, I have to tell you something. For several years, and at the time I didn't know what it was. It was like an electric buzzing going on in
yes.
my spine. And it was intermittent. And this lasted, I would say, I don't know, maybe it's still going on. I'm not feeling it right now. But I would say at least 5 years, I would feel this actually sort of at the level of my kidneys almost. And I thought it was just the damnedest thing. I knew it wasn't something originating in my body, and it was coming from outside, and it was like a beam going in. And,
what I was noticing was that during our conversation, you had a tremendous amount of black in your body that cleared, and right now I'm looking at you multidimensionally, which means that you're a lot more open than you were before. I'm seeing a tremendous amount of white light in your body.
Wow. That's great to hear. That's I feel that way. I feel that
Good.
Way.
Good.
And I also wanted to mention to Dr. Bell, I just wanted to say how just appreciative I am of all the work that you're doing with the Codex. And it's just been probably my biggest frustration what's been going on with our with Health Freedom there. So I'm just really applaud everything you're doing, and I'm trying to do my part as well. And
yeah, when you get the emails and that from the different people that we've been circulating all the emails around, You know, I spent 20 years with the National Health Federation, and that was started by Fred Hart and Thomas Colson back in 1947 when they channeled a Pleiadian who gave them a device called a depolaray, which got rid of arthritis. It was a like an infrared lamp with a 44 megacycle modulator in it, and it got rid of arthritis in people. I mean, it allowed them to get rid of it rather quickly. The FDA stepped in and wouldn't let them market it because it was putting the drug companies out of business back then, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And so as a result of that, they started the National Health Federation, which is one of the big fighters now today of Codex. And I spent 20 years going around the country lecturing in every city, in this, including overseas, but the NHF in those days was the United States and Canada-based primarily. And we had two guys. We had one guy who you can Google him. His name is Clinton Miller in Congress. 20 years, we had two, you know, paid for by the NHF, by donation, two guys lobbyists in Congress to fight off these laws and allow the people to continue to have their freedom of health care and choices. And every once in a while, you know, when Daisha got through that, with Daisha Act passed, and that allowed us a lot of freedom, a lot more than we had for quite a while. And so once we got that through... I quit traveling with the NHF, but still, the FDA, in this case Kennedy and a couple other senators, and I was surprised Ted was this influenced by these pharmaceutical companies to try to sneak in on the truth of on some of these drug bills. Especially one of the big things is they want to regulate bringing drugs in from Canada. Oh, it's a health threat. You know,
yeah.
To lower the costs of drugs and pharmaceuticals here, that's a big joke. And behind that, they try to tack on food additives and food additives, vitamins, and blah blah blah, will now become part of the medical, you know, industry regulated by the FDA. And the FDA was trying to make itself a drug company, and that's what we've been fighting. And it's never going to go away. And
you know,
luckily now we got more Democrats in, and we're getting this Patriot Act toned down. And our buddy out there, my old friend, you know, my associate George Tenet's out there now, exposing how he didn't even want to start this war in Iraq. So the stuff's hitting the fan, if you know what I mean, for the government finally. But we still have a big fight ahead of us. Unfortunately, we live on a planet you fight.
You know, it's
the history of this place. You know,
the way the drug companies keep all this out of the media, so the majority of people who will never even know what's going on.
Yeah, because they can't talk about it on MSNBC and CNN. Guess who owns them?
Yeah,
I mean ABC. I have on one of my BBS radio archive tapes. I've got all the names of all the people and the companies that control CNN, ABC, MSNBC, and Fox, I put all that information up. They're all owned. You know, look what happened to Don Imus, you know. They egg him on to do what he does. I mean, what happened to the fact that Don Imus went down to Florida and picked up a child that was sick with cancer, a black child, a Native American African, and brought him up to his ranch on the way to see his wife, Deidre, and made a special trip to pick this kid up. I didn't hear that on the news. I saw it happen a week before he had this big slam. Then he went out and apologized to everybody for this thing, and he didn't even make the statement. The guy that's with him, his cohort on the radio, his cohort, you know, that was with him, made this comment about this basketball team that was kind of weird, and he just kind of laughed and went along with it. He didn't make the comment, and so he took the heat for it, you know. And what was really hurt by this wasn't the basketball team. What was hurt is the poor little rich guys that want to run their commercials on MSNBC thought they might lose some income and revenue. That's what it was all about. It was all about money.
Yeah,
and that's where this country runs. And it's ridiculous.
The last thing I just wanted to say real quickly, I know your show is ending there. If there's any way you could get back on Coast to Coast again about this whole issue, because obviously it's not a dead issue. They're going to keep going and going and going. Just to get the word out to an even larger audience.
I'm working with George Norrie right now.
Oh, you are?
I owe
Excellent.
Him a complete projector system. Until I give him a standalone projector, one that he wears around his neck, which I owe him for as a favor he did for me, I can't get on there. So I got myself barred temporarily until I fulfill a promise.
Okay. Oh,
oh, I'll be on soon. Don't worry.
Okay.
And George Norrie's going to be using this stuff.
Okay, but God.
Oh yeah, he waked together. He wants it bad. So, yeah, no problem. We're hooked up with Coast big time.
Well, thank
yeah.
you, and you're my hero. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Steve. You need to give out your phone numbers and stuff, then we're off the air.
Yes, my cell phone is area code 585-746-8321. Thank you.
Okay, and that's the best way to reach you, right?
Yep.
Okay, you got any closing words? We didn't get to do our hot rod to hell. I haven't done that in 3 weeks. I got a nice UPS one for a hot rod to hell, maybe next week or something. But actually, next week we may not be
cool.
on there. It might be a rerun because we'll be up in San Francisco. Maybe I'll be able to do a show up there live. I don't know yet. Because I got to play a concert Saturday night, so I probably won't be on the air. It'll probably be a rerun that night.
Yep.
Anything else? Any closing words?
Well, I just wanted to thank you again for allowing me to come on your wonderful radio station and help as many people as we possibly can.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm glad that we're helping people. And I'm glad to thank all the callers. We had a lot of them. And we had a lot of activity on the website here on the fast chat. And I hope we've got everybody's question answered. And so until probably the week after this, we'll probably be back in 2 weeks. My Sunday show, I got to go record. I haven't got that recorded yet for tomorrow night, my seminar series that I'm doing.
Cool.
So I'm going to try to get that finished up in the morning. And until then, we just had a great time, and thank you down there. Thank you, Florida, all my Miami listeners and all the Tampa listeners and everybody in between the two areas. And until then, and thank you, Steve Barish. Thank you, callers. Thank you for making this the best show on bbsradio.com. And until next week, or 2 weeks from now, we'll see you then, and have a great rest of the evening. This is Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show coming at you live. Thank you.